Give me George Smathers.
Thank you.
I thought you ought to know what he said to me. I don't want to think that I'm coming in tails to you. But he thinks that he doesn't get his feet like he ought.
No. I'll get him. Tell Walter to see that the Teague is offered that job, to go over there and then talk to him on this beforehand. Wait a minute. D-Day.
Oh, yes, sir. That's right, Mr. Walter.
Well, once he gets it and makes him feel good about that, then tell him to call him back on this and see what he can do on this. Tell her.
Senator's office?
Yes, the President's waiting for Senator Smith. He's on the floor. We're trying to reach him, Mr. President.
I don't think I got any no because I talked to Bundy and say we sure want y'all to, you and State, to watch these requests because he's not having enough time to get his reading. He can't see his stuff because they're flagging these people into us. Talk to Lee and tell him, see if he can't avoid us. If we have to, or we just have to, but I don't want to. Tell him that I can't go and that I'm going to be in Cleveland. I don't, this son of a bitch is no good anyway. Tell him that since I'll be out of town, I'm designating Mr. Ralph Dungan to receive it or somebody. send it over to Kermit Gordon and tell him to get back to Carton. Hello, George.
Mr. President, how are you?
Fine, George. Jack Valenti says you've been trying to get to see me.
Well, I told him today that I knew you were busy, and actually...
We can't find out who in the hell you talked to. We've tried everybody around here. I called Walter, and he said nobody had called him, said that Juanita called Friday afternoon, talked to a stenographer in his office.
That was a week ago, Friday. Yeah. But it's all right, and I told Jack...
If I call one of your county chairman down there, Floyd, this girl's got nothing to do with it. She just types letters that Juanita called.
Yeah.
I got Appointment Secretary Jack Valenti, and anytime you got something that you think you want to see me about, call him and he'll set it up.
Right.
What do you got on your mind?
Now,
this girl, Mildred Stegall, I never heard of it. She didn't know one thing about it, just like my calling over to Holland's secretary and saying, how's Smathers doing?
Yeah.
So she didn't know anything about it.
All right. Now, let me just say two things. First, if you can manage in your conversation with the Prime Minister of Israel, Ishkov, to just mention those schools. You will recall that we had all those Jews over there that day and put on those beanies and had the little prayer. That is an Orthodox Jewish group, and they want a school in Israel, and the schools are actually being planned for and programmed and going ahead. But they have asked me to see if I could get you just to mention how pleased you were that Ishkov was doing this, that would help them go forward with the schools. As you know, there are three Jewish groups, the Reform, which is the liberal group, and the Conservative, which is sort of the middle group, and the Orthodox, which are the very old-fashioned Jewish type. Now, the Reform and the conservative groups, they have, they already have a school, so now the Orthodox are trying to get theirs.
No,
so that's one thing.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll try to do that tonight.
Some of your friends, whom you know, were talking about prospective good appointee for this Internal Revenue Commissioner when Kaplan retired.
I think I've got a man for it.
Well,
I think
that's good. They
before he resigned, we pretty well set our minds on one.
Well, that's good. That's fine. This fellow was Drew O'Keefe, whom I understand Tom Clark very high on. He comes from Pennsylvania's U.S. attorney up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the man myself at all, but they said that you knew him and that Tom Clark knew him very highly. We recommended him for another job, but that they thought he might be good even at this one in order to try to qualify himself later on for a federal judicial position. So I was asked by them to just mention it to you if I had the chance to do so.
Good. What else you know?
Well, everything else is all right. We took a poll in our state, which we've had three now, and unfortunately, your popularity is still, of course, strong, but while the civil rights thing is going on, it will drop. It's come down 8 points since we took the first one, which is just about now 2 months ago. But I'm not at all worried about it, and I don't think anybody else is. I think when we get through the damn civil rights bill...
What's going to happen to civil rights?
Well, I think that... I think a bill will pass. I hope that at least Mike announced today he was filing a petition for cloture on Saturday and would try to vote on Monday. Now, I hope that he's done his counting and has got the votes.
Do you think he has?
I don't know. Now, Hickenlooper, just between us, told me that at this stage of the proceedings, unless some other amendments were adopted, he had a little group that ranged between, he figured, between 6 and 10 who would not vote for this present bill unless it was further amended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This has been, I said, well, Burke, are you going to offer additional amendments yourself? And he said that he was. Now, I don't know how they're counting him, but he told me this this past Friday. So... I presume that Mike and Hubert know what they're doing.
I would doubt it. It's mighty hard to figure out these things.
It may be the strategy is they want to lose the first cloture vote to establish the fact that they have to give more. Now, that may be their strategy. I don't know. If it is, why, then I would think if I, in that case, I'd file the damn cloture petition on Wednesday and get the vote on Friday and move it along. And then they could give some more and file the next one a week from Wednesday and maybe get the thing voted on the following weekend and they'd really finish the thing up in about 3 weeks. But I think they've got to start taking some action.
What about San Augustine? They've given me uncharted hell on that, and we've called down and talked to the governor, and he says that he's watching it very carefully, but they say they're shooting into King's white man's house down there, this assistant to King, and a lot of trouble like that. He's demanding we go in. We've talked to the governor. He thinks he's got it, and he's watching it, pretty alert to it.
Well, I think that,
Dan this morning wanted me to call on Henry Ford and his committee, some commission appointed some down there, to see if they can't do something about it.
Well, this is the commission for which you went down and made a speech earlier.
Yeah. Maybe
that's what they're talking about now. King rented the house. Frankly, I think it's, my own judgment is, and I,